Jamal, since I've been a football fan, I can't remember a season where the issue of race and black footballers and black managers has ever been pushed into more of a public presence than what it is now. I think you look back to the sacking of Darren Moore, you look back to the Raheem Sterling incident earlier on this season. I mean, the Darren Moore one for you, does it make you feel angry, upset? Is it justified?
It's definitely not justified. I don't think it makes any sense, considering that they're fourth in the championship, that I think I saw something about the stats of the games. He lost two games and then drew a game and got the sack, whereas the previous manager lost five on the spin and, as we said, took the squad on holiday, stole a taxi, come back and still lost another game and kept his job after that. So if they're sacking managers based on results, it doesn't make any sense. If it's for politics reasons, and I don't know Darren Moore, maybe he's not a nice guy behind the scenes, but it doesn't portray that image, so I can't really say that. But it seems to be more than that, really. There's some deep issues going on.
What's got to be done to get more black managers onto the touchline, especially when you look at Chris Hughton, the success and how well he's doing at Brighton? Chris Powell at Southend's doing an okay job for Southend, but between there, I can't think of
there's
many
none
more
really. There's
off
no,
the top
there's
of
none else. It's just a thing where the boards have got to accept a black manager, I guess. I don't want to say that all boardrooms are racist or anything, because that's far from the case, but it's just probably a thing where that's not what they're used to. A lot of board members will be from the older generation where things like that were more accepted. I guess the more that football moves on and the world moves on and everything moves on, I guess that's got to show in the boardroom, I guess. And maybe if there was some black members of boards, maybe three more black manager CVs will pop up and get considered rather than just pushed to the side, maybe. I don't know. I'm sure there's black managers applying for jobs. It's not like there's only two around. I'm sure there's plenty who've got their qualifications and are dying to get a job. So it's just one of the things there where a lot has got to change. Mm. But
and I mean, it's got to change as well on the terraces as well. Just when you think it's gone, it rears its ugly head again.
Yeah.
I mean, for you as a player, is there still a deep-rooted racism issue and racist agenda which needs getting rid of and being eliminated quickly?
Of course. It's never happened to me personally, but as we've seen recently, it's still alive, and it just doesn't make sense, because the same person that was shouting at Raheem Sterling, when he plays for England in a couple of weeks' time, they'll be screaming his name. So it just doesn't make sense, and it's just how that becomes your main insult. Opposition fans are not meant to like players from the other team, but not for that reason. Do you know what I mean? The race shouldn't ever come into it. It should just be a rivalry between the two teams, but it's becoming something more than that, but it needs to change. Football's just one of those games where you can come into a football stadium and say what you like, really, whether that's racial abuse, whether that's, I don't know, religion, whatever it is, it's just where it's kind of where you get away with saying whatever you like, and other sports it's not like that. So maybe it's something that the whole sport in general's got to look at, because you don't really hear that at tennis games. When was the last time anyone got abused at a tennis game? You don't really hear of those things, or at rugby games, or all these, or cricket games, or stuff like that. It's just the matter that it always happens at football, but it's a small minority, so you can't really say all football fans need to change, but something needs to change. Maybe the punishments need to change.
What would you feel is a suitable punishment?
I don't know, because I don't know. You can say banning people for life, but how hard is that to to uphold, because you're banned from Chelsea Stadium. What stops you from going to Liverpool away, or all that kind of stuff? You can't control that. So I don't know. There's got to be some sort of legal, rather than just being banned from a football stadium. It's got to be some sort of legal action.
Mm. Maybe just outside. Being proactive, and instead of, I guess, yes, you've got to ban them, but then also take them into areas of London or areas where there are large black communities, get them there, meeting people and get them integrated.
That's it, because a lot of them will just be out of not knowing, or it's different, so they don't like it because it's different, because maybe they grow up somewhere where there's not many black people or Muslim people, whatever they're discriminating against. So maybe that is the key, just to show them a different side, a different world, and get them integrating with different types of people.